USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At the Value Voters Summit in Washington, President Trump tied his decision to pull troops from Syria to migrants trying to enter the U.S. at the southern border.
I don't think our soldiers should be there for the next 50 years guarding a border between Turkey and Syria when we can't guard our own borders at home. I don't think so.
France and Germany have halted exports of arms to Turkey that could be used in its offensive against the Kurds in Syria and wants an immediate meeting of the U.S.-led coalition against the Islamic State. Turkey's actions are now facing international condemnation. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan has resigned. He said he wanted to spend more time with his family. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Members of the three House committees involved in the impeachment inquiry met with former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, who was removed from her post. Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff tells reporters he couldn't talk about what was said, but he did praise Yovanovitch.
She has been a model diplomat and deserved better than the shabby treatment she received.
In her opening statement to the private meeting, she said she was abruptly told in the spring to depart Ukraine on the next plane. She left her post in May and was later told the president had lost confidence in her, and he'd been pressuring State Department officials for many months to remove her. Ohio Republican Jim Jordan says he's concerned by all the private sessions that are set up by the Democrats.
We're talking about the impeachment of the President of the United States. Why the secrecy?
Five more Trump administration figures are slated to appear before the committees next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Airfares are rising. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
I'm a leaving on a jet plane.
Southwest Airlines announcing it's raising its fares, and then other airlines, as they often do, announcing they'll be doing likewise. The Dallas-based carrier raised its fares $5 for flights to all destinations except Hawaii. Industry analysts say Delta and United Airlines have matched Southwest's fare increases. Air travelers have been facing higher ticket prices all this year as a result of the limited capacity caused by the FAA's grounding of the Boeing 737 MAX. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The number of vaping-related illnesses in the United States continues to rise, now reaching about 1,300 cases and at least 26 deaths. The CDC says it's widespread, with Alaska being the only state that hasn't reported any illnesses due to vaping. 219 cases were reported in the past week, which is lower since the count had risen to 275 the past 2 weeks. Oregon is the latest state to ban flavored vaping, while state and federal officials try to determine the cause of the illnesses. Until the cause is known, the CDC is advising Americans to refrain from using any vaping products. Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.